Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, writing most recently about three major concerns of the United States. One, the United States of America in an election cycle with disruption already. The president has stepped aside from his own reelection campaign in favor of his vice president. And the PRC, which is in what looks to be a spiral down, sometimes called a recession, but the way the PRC is responding is unusual. More surveillance, more control, and not answering the markets with anything that looks like a way out of the retraction. And then the United Kingdom, recently in the news because of the election cycle, overwhelming support for Labour after 13 years of conservative rule. But now the streets are dangerous. The riots are commonplace. The arrests are very large spread. And there's disorder in the United Kingdom for the new prime minister. Gregory, I begin with the U.S. The surprise was that Mr. Biden was obliged to step aside from his own reelection campaign following his poor performance in the first and only debate so far with his rival Donald Trump, and pressure from his own party. How do you see this going forward? Is this the U.S. just being exciting at election time, or are we looking at the political classes in crisis? Thank you.
We are looking at the political classes in crisis, no question about it. This is not a an election as usual. Every 4 years, of course, a U.S. presidential election year is massively preoccupying to the U.S. public, but it also means that the rest of the world gets to play in whatever games it wants because the U.S. is distracted. This is different in the sense that we're seeing something totally unprecedented. We're seeing much more of a legal coup d'etat against the Biden administration because he was not about to make this decision on his own and was forced by his party to surrender his challenge for re-election. Now, the question is that the Democratic Party should have been perhaps better prepared for this because none of the senior party people wanted Vice President Kamala Harris to succeed. So the question is, what does that mean? What we are going to see is continuing uncertainty. We're probably going to see continuing attacks on the individual candidates, Vice President Harris and former President Trump. So these could keep escalating into assassination attempts. Certainly we're seeing this incredible series of ad hominem attacks by one of the candidates, each of the candidates against each other. It's going to be very, very messy at a time when there appears to be no steady hand at the helm, particularly in the economic sphere, and no word from Vice President Harris as to what her policies would be to stabilize and improve the economy. We're seeing uncertainty. We're seeing the fact that the U.S. in a global security sense is on autopilot, which is not necessarily a bad thing because there is a system in place whereby the U.S. provides support to its allies around the world. We're seeing that already in the Middle East. We're seeing it in East Asia as well. But as things fall out, it's looking increasingly as though there'll be a Trump election victory, and the latest economic stock market performance actually bolsters that. Whether it turns out to be that way is something we have to wait and see. But we saw that Ukraine President Zelensky is now saying, okay, I can't count on the U.S. anymore, whether it's under Harris or Trump. So he's looking for a peace settlement. We're seeing the PRC saying, well, we're looking for looking at a Trump victory. So what does that mean? Because the recent third plenum of the Communist Party Central Committee on July the 15th to the 18th came up with zero plans to end what is not a recession in the PRC. It is an absolute bloodbath of a depression. You can't look at any official statistics, probably anywhere in the world, but particularly from the PRC, to give you any realistic view of things. But the economy has plummeted, and therefore the future of General Secretary Xi Jinping is continuing to be uncertain. And as I've said before, the only thing keeping him going is the fact that his adversaries within the party and outside the party can't coalesce to the point where they can do anything. So you've got massive internal suppression of the population, which has become the hallmark of the Xi Jinping administration particularly.
Let's move to the PRC then. What I have to contribute is a trivial anecdote, but strange nonetheless. At the badminton final in the Olympics, it was Taiwan versus the People's Republic of China. The Taiwan representative won for the gold medal. It was being streamed immediately to all of China, except for final point made. This is Bloomberg reporting, or Bloomberg or Reuters reporting. The feed was cut to China, so the medal ceremony wasn't televised. At the same time, anybody holding up a Taiwan flag in the audience for a badminton contest was brutalized and the flag ripped down. Very strange, Gregory, making war at a badminton contest. It does suggest that the People's Republic of China wanders between building nuclear weapons and being childlike.
No, it's not that at all. This is the new total war. Everything is weaponized. And sports events are particularly important because they reflect prestige. And in the case of Taiwan, as far as Beijing's concerned, it represents defiance. And that's absolutely unacceptable because it shows that Beijing is not prevailing in its international aims. It said it would suppress Taiwan, and it hasn't succeeded in doing so, and now probably will not be able to do so, although it could do enormous damage to the economy of Taiwan. But this is highly significant symbolism. The answer, of course, is brute crackdown on imagery as well as on individual people in a physical sense. So that's the nature of the current global situation, not so much international war. This is why the Middle East is less concerning with regard to Iran, more concerning concerned to Turkey's ambitions. But around the world, we see governments attempting to suppress their own dissident populations. And that includes very widely in the West. We're seeing these governments learned from the COVID crisis that they can suppress their own populations almost seemingly without repercussion. I don't believe that's without repercussion, because I think that general publics, whether it's in China or the West, are now seeing that they do have a free hand to protest, and including violent protest. And this is something which is increasingly difficult for major democratic governments in particular to suppress, even though they are moving away from, quote, democracy into more autocratic forms of power retention.
Let's go to the United Kingdom then, because that's on theme. Reuters headline, no end to UK protests as government expands jail capacity. They're boasting about it, Gregory. First paragraph, the British government has increased its prison capacity to help tackle violent, week-long anti-immigrant riots that have prompted a growing number of countries to warn their citizens about the dangers of traveling in Britain. Riots across a number of towns and cities have erupted following the murder of three girls at a Taylor Swift-themed event in Southport, a seaside town in northern England, after false messaging on social media wrongly identified the suspected killer as an Islamist migrant. He's, in fact, the son of migrants from Rwanda. I mentioned also, Gregory, that in Caracas, part of the mass arrests include facial recognition technology, no doubt direct from the Chinese who prepared it for arrests in Xinjiang against the Uyghurs. Also, there are arrests in the middle of the night in Caracas because they use AI search to come up with keywords if you've been emailing or using Telegram to communicate to your friends about protests. We can guess that might be a direction the UK is moving in. Very difficult to tell the difference between the Venezuelan and British government right now, Gregory. There is law and order in Britain, but it certainly doesn't look like it the way they're bragging about it.
No, and in fact, the new government of Sir Keir Starmer, the Labour government, has had no honeymoon period and has stepped immediately into the role of suppressing its opposition. And of course, this because the Labour government wasn't elected overwhelmingly to office, what happened was that the Conservatives were overwhelmingly voted out of office and other Conservative parties, splinter parties, and have been rising in particular. So Sir Keir Starmer is under no misapprehension that he has a mandate, but he has to stay in power. He's got the parliamentary seats to do it. And you've got Britain has had more surveillance cameras than any other country in the world, bar China, I think. So basically, it's the Starmer government is using that, and it is also using electronic surveillance to ensure that people who post things on social media are arrested. You've had many thousands of Britons arrested in recent times for social media comments. And by the way, there are only about, I think, 40 or so, was it 400, I'm not sure, in all of Russia. In that period, so it shows that the Starmer government is being very repressive. The riots are widespread. They are essentially anti-immigrant, but they're also about the failure of British governance, which is seen as London-centric, to address the needs of the regions. And this is being absolutely enhanced day by day. Labour is a party of the big cities, and the biggest, of course, being London. So there is unrest from Labour supporters and former Labour supporters throughout the regions, and the riots are getting worse and worse. In the pre-Thatcher years, I was covering many of the riots in Britain in those days against Labour at that time, and that's what eventually swept Labour out of office. Starmer has got some power to remain in office and to increase suppression, which is going to destroy the British economy to a large extent. So he's going to have to be very, very careful.
The headlines included the government blaming social media platforms for permitting misinformation. Very difficult to police such a thing. It's an ambition that no one has been successful upon taking. Note the Venezuela story, arrest in the middle of the night, do not stop people from sharing messages. What they do, what I've been told that happens in the PRC is they come up with euphemisms or codes for making remarks online. And that means that you're playing whack-a-mole if you're arresting people who say the wrong thing like Tiananmen. We're going to turn to the King Charles Report next. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.